From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The explosion of the mosquito-borne Zika virus in the Americas comes as tens of thousands of people are poised to descend on Brazil later this year for the Olympics, possibly making the International Games a springboard to transmit the virus around the world when visitors return home. Dr. Beth Bell of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control spoke with VOA about what they're doing for the Zika virus.
One of the things we've been doing is we've been helping the Brazilians and other countries in Central and South America with laboratory testing. This, of course, is a very important component of being able to detect and respond, is having the laboratory capacity to be able to diagnose.
Zika virus has been tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases of the disease in Brazil, where babies are born with small heads. So far, there are no vaccines or treatments for Zika and the abnormalities it causes. Authorities in Burundi have released two foreign journalists a day after they were arrested in the capital for allegedly conspiring with criminals. Burundi's tensions began last April when President Pierre Nkurunziza said he was running for a controversial third term. Human rights groups have denounced the government for cracking down on journalists and protesters in a bid to suppress political dissent. UN officials in Geneva went ahead with peace talks on Friday on ending the war in Syria despite a boycott by the main Syrian opposition group. Friday afternoon, the UN special envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, met with the Syrian government delegation. He told reporters that he hoped to meet with representatives of the opposition group on Sunday. This is VOA News. Attackers wearing suicide belts and carrying assault rifles targeted a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia. That happened during Friday prayer services, killing a number of people, wounding many more. It was at least the fifth such attack in under a year. That story now from Edward Uranian and the VOA Middle East Bureau.
Amateur video shows panic among worshippers inside the Imam Ridda Mosque as a bomb goes off, shattering windows, doors, and ceiling tiles. Men can be heard shouting religious slogans as the lights go out and the sound of gunshots can be heard. Eyewitness Mohammed Al Ahmed told Saudi TV that worshippers inside the mosque blocked its doors after the attack began, but that one of the terrorists was able to enter after the blast. He says there was an explosion several minutes after worshippers locked the doors and the lights went off and smoke filled the room, making it difficult to see. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Officials in Seoul say to counter a growing North Korean missile and nuclear threat, South Korea appears poised to consider importing a controversial U.S. missile defense system. That is a system that tracks missiles up to 2,000 kilometers away. U.S. State Department says former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's unsecured home computer server contained several email chains with top secret information and said those emails will be withheld from public release. The current U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke with reporters about the emails.
The seven emails, or a few emails at any rate, are being withheld at the request of the intelligence community itself. I can't speak to the specifics of anything with respect to the technicalities, the contents, what may or may not have taken place with respect to our personal server, because that's not our job.
This is not the first time Clinton, a presidential contender, has been scrutinized because of emails sent using her personal server while she was Secretary of State. Latest development came 3 days before the Iowa caucuses, the first event in which the public will make choices to determine their party's next presidential nominees. U.S. said Friday that its economy barely advanced in the last 3 months of 2015, Commerce Department saying the anemic growth, just 0.7%, reflected weaker consumer spending, investment cutbacks by businesses, and slowing exports. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.